I also this conference
that,
will.
I also put in the headline the new Manatech Athletic talk.
This conference
about,
will.
We're not going to be talking about the product sales training guides. Manatech talked about these at ManaQuest, and everybody got so excited about them, and we finally have our first one out. It's the Manatech Optimal Skin Care System Product Sales Training Guide. And it came out. I gave all of you a copy of it. I believe Lydia attached it to the outline today so that if you hadn't seen it yet, if you had not downloaded it off of the, or printed it, I download, I always use that word, printed it off of Manatech's website, you now have it through the outline for today's call. And the reason why I wanted to go over it with you is because I know a lot of people, you know, we get all this stuff thrown at us in the field, and a lot of people go, okay, so what do I do with this, right? What do I do with it? It's just another document, and, you know, that's why your desk gets really cluttered because you get all these docs that you have sitting around, and you're not doing anything with them. So hopefully today we can review what this is, and we can talk about it in a reference of how do I take a document like this and use it properly and, you know, make use of it to the best of my ability so that I can be more effective when I go out there and market. And I think these product sales training guides have the potential of being just awesome for you and me and everyone involved in Manatech, because what they're doing with these is just giving us incredible information about areas and what to say and how to say it and how to approach people and who to target. And I mean, it just gives you information around marketing the new products as they come out. And Terry Maxwell has said she's totally convicted about having these for every one of our products, but more importantly, having it in advance so that when a new product comes out, we will have this already in our hands so that we will be able to step forward in a way to maximize our marketing approach. Because, you know, if I look back at each and every step of my way in Manatech, every time they've come out with a new product, you know, it's kind of like hit and miss. And I think a lot of you feel that way. I mean, I feel it's almost like over the 10 years, with all the hitting and missing we've been doing, I almost feel like I've achieved a degree in marketing. it's like, whoa. Well, if other people have to go through this who are brand new, I mean, my goodness, we wouldn't it be great if you had the greatness of the best possible marketing approach and materials on day one when a new product hits? Because then instead of, you know, approaching 10 people and signing up one, we approach 10 people and we sign up four. Because all of that is time. And if you're like me, time is your only limited asset. And so if we can somehow be more effective with our time, then we're just going to create much better results. And we can get to presidential or platinum presidential faster because we'll be creating much more efficient and effective results with what we're doing. And that's the approach with this product sales training guide. It's kind of what I look at it is it's not as much a training guide to me as it is a marketing guide. Because that's what it's going to tell us. But it will give you, you know, information on the products as well. But let's kick off and talk about, and we're going to use the one that's on the skincare because that's the only one available right now, but it's going to give you an approach so that you'll understand how to use the ones as they come out. And the first section of the training guide is a section that's called the product overview section. And why is that a great section? Because I think when you read the product overview, what you're getting from Manatech is compliant languaging so that you can pick up languaging and phraseology. I know this is important to all of you out there because I've heard from the field 101 times. People love to listen to Let's Go Natural because they love to, they don't know how to describe the four products, the core products. So they listen to that over and over and over again to get languaging down. So that that's what this product overview sheet is about for you. It's going to give you languaging you can use. And you can see the languaging around the Manatech skincare system is designed to promote the appearance of more youthful-looking skin through quality ingredients. That's great phraseology to memorize and get down. Oh, I'd love you to take a look at our optimal skincare system because we have products that are designed to promote the appearance of more youthful-looking skin through quality ingredients. So you can use that. Or the other one that comes right after it is that our skincare line provides the hydration and nourishment your skin needs. I like that even better because I think that that's what people want. They want to hear nourishment of their skin. They want to hear hydration of their skin. So that kind of language. The other language that you get in the product overview that I picked up out of the skincare one was that concept, it's proprietary. Using the word proprietary is critical for people, anyone who wants to go into the business, but it's also critical to understand people that this is something really new. And this is a proprietary water-based system. So you could start combining some of that language. So you could say that, the Manitech Optimal Skincare System is a proprietary water-based system that provides the hydration and nourishment your skin needs. Bling, bingo, as Dwight Havner would say. You know, that's the language. So just combine those words and all of a sudden you have a great presentation. So instead of seeing somebody at church and going, hey, man, how would you like to look at our skincare line? Yeah, we got these great skincare products. Well, what does that tell somebody? Nothing. It just tells them that you're excited about a skincare line, but you're trying to sell it, all right? So now instead, when somebody says something to you at church, you can go, you know what? Our company just came out with a proprietary water-based system for skincare that provides both the hydration and the nourishment our skin needs. Isn't that much more effective? Slow down, use proper terminology, boom, there you go. So you got it. The idea about proprietary, too, brings me into the Osoline. You know, the Osoline language, which I'm sure all of you guys have down now, is we talk about exclusive peptide technology that targets fat loss, right? I mean, we're using that language all the time. It was language given to us by Dr. Nugent from Stage at ManaQuest. But that's the kind of language that you develop, and they'll have, I'm sure that's the language they're going to have on the product overview for Osoline. But again, right now we're just working with what we have, which is the product sales training guide for the optimal skincare system. All right, so languaging, that's what's important here. I think when you look at the other part of that first page overview, Manitech talks about cleanse, balance, nourish, replenish, soothe. That to me doesn't float my boat. I don't think it floats. If you've been in skincare, everybody's got that. So it's, to me, it's nothing new. But it's important that we know, you know, another thing that you could say, the language, but so I wouldn't get into that language. But the other language I would use off this page would be designed to help men and women have more beautiful, healthy skin in 5 quick, easy steps. I think women are also looking for quick and easy. People don't want to have a complicated process. So talk about it, quick and easy steps. That's a good another thing to do. All right, so product overview. How do we use that? It's great language to use in your ads. You can also check into what can I say, because they'll have, you know, what you can and can't say about the products in there as well. And it gives you speaking points in your presentation and your terminology. So you just, you know, highlight key points, memorize them, get them down, and then start using them. And that's the kind of stuff you want to take off your overview sheet. Number 2, section 2 of the training guide is who is the target. Now, the first page of that is something that's universal. So don't confuse it like I did when I first looked at it. I looked at it and said, well, how do they know that only 20% of the people will be ready? Well, because that's the standard in the industry. It's not, this first page on this document is not about the skincare products. It's about marketing per se. It's kind of a standard out there that says, right off the box, right out of the, you know, out of the box, you're going to, or off the line, you're going to find out that 80% of the people are not going to be buyers. So the idea around here is acknowledging that you're going to have, you know, 25% of the people, or 30%, they say, 30% won't be interested and never will be. So the idea is to understand not to waste time on these people. We spend so much time trying to convince, cajole, manipulate people wrong. Where do we get rid of that? You guys just went through 8 weeks with me, or over the last 8 weeks, 6 of those were spent on what? Natural Selling by Michael Oliver. So how does this whole chart to me is a exclamation mark on Michael Oliver's Natural Selling approach. Why do we say that? Because what they're telling you here is that you don't waste time on people that don't have a need. Because in Michael Oliver, let's tie it directly because you're so fresh with that and you guys, I know you're using it every day now, right? Oh, okay. You're attempting to use it every day. I hope you're applying it. It's terrific stuff. Anyway, but let's talk about how it applies to Michael Oliver, this chart. It goes like this. 1, what's the first stage with Michael Oliver? Connecting stage. And what does that mean? We focus on people. Now, with Michael Oliver, when you have a product, you know, when we went through the product, when we went through the Michael Oliver approach, remember we listened to them and listened to them until we found their need, and then we showed them how, you know, through the transition stage, how we could meet that need. Well, in skincare or a specific product, sometimes they're not going to, if you just had a connecting stage and asked questions and then you did the discovery process, you need to guide the conversation in a certain direction or you're not going to find a need. It's not going to be like time freedom, money freedom, you know, I don't like my job, I got health issues, whatever. That, you know, that stuff's all going to come up, but that doesn't meet the skincare issue about marketing a product. So when you're going out to market a specific product, you still use the entire Michael Oliver approach. You start with the connecting stage, focusing on the other person, asking questions about them just to, you know, just to learn who they are and establish that rapport and that relationship. Your second stage is the discovery stage. So in that discovery stage, because you have a target concept, a product you specifically want to discuss with them, part of the questions in that questioning process can be, I'm just wondering what you might be using for skincare these days. And you just inquire and listen to what their response is. Now, that's the way you find out what they're using in the skincare arena today. And they might go, well, I'm using this, this, and this, but this. You know, and you go, are you happy with what you're using? Do you find it satisfies all your needs in that arena? You know, do you really like the oil-based versus the water-based product? You might ask them specific questions. You get it? And do the discovery with them around their skincare. This is what you're doing on this pie. You're trying to find out if the person's in the 15 or 5%, the open-to-buy or ready-to-buy category. Discovery stage will get you there. Don't waste your time with the other 80% who have no need or don't perceive that they want to change. They could be in either one of those. Some people say, I don't use skincare products, and they're not going to want to ever use skincare products. Okay. You know? And you can, you know, use language around that. What, is there a reason why you feel that skincare products aren't important, that skin is an important thing to take care of? Well, I use Ivory soap, and that's all I'll ever need. And you go, okay, if that's what you believe, but, you know, there are ways that you could help nourish your skin in a better way because Ivory may have helped cleanse, but, you know, there's also a concept that the skin is the largest organ in the body, and you may want to take a look at nourishing that. May that be an interest of yours? You know, just, again, inquiry in that discovery stage, but more targeted inquiry about your product. And after the discovery stage, you do the transition stage. If they show interest or you expose a need, then you can do your transition stage, which is what? Well, I work with a company that imports Japanese skincare line that is 100% water-based and very reasonably priced. Important to say that language. You like that? Very reasonable, because when you think of a Japanese skincare line, you don't think reasonably priced. So I'm working with a company that imports Japanese skincare line that is 100% water-based and very reasonably priced. You know how the Japanese are most highly respected worldwide for their skincare lines. If you have an interest, I'd be more than happy to share more with you about this. There's your transition. How's that for transition? Fun. So you just develop a transition around. But you see how all I'm doing in that regard is teaching you how to take skincare and moving it into how do I apply Michael Oliver. Same thing. But apply your Michael Oliver strategy. That's what this whole pie shape is about. Don't waste your time on people that don't have a need, because otherwise you will spend all your time in anxiety, manipulating, and feeling rejected because they will say no to you, and you will feel. Remember, that's all Michael Oliver's approach is about, how to avoid rejection, anxiety, and, you know, you can make yourself feel open to approach anybody on the face of the earth. Any questions about that? Does everybody get the whole connecting stage discovery transition around a product line? Good. Okay, so that's the first page of the target market. The next page, which I find more important to us in terms of, not that, you know, Michael Oliver is terrifically important, but this page is more important statistically-wise on what are our target markets? Who are they? Who are our prospects? And they tell you here who that specific market is, and then gives you some concept of how to approach that market. So they look at people, you know, age 30 to 55, makes up 43% of the global sales for facial skincare products. They actually say 55 plus. So that's a huge market, but that's 43% of global sales for facial skincare products. I had a question about that because that's less than half. So I'm going, why am I not going after the 57% of global sales? I don't know. Is that between the age of 18 and 30? So I had a kind of a question about that in terms of the approach they're taking in this marketing piece. But nonetheless, you see that this is your target market is 30 plus. And, you know, that group uses, in North America alone, we have a $5.2 billion industry in facial skincare. So how do we approach these different elements in age brackets? And it gives you ideas of who they are, that, you know, what their issues are. In other words, time starved, multitask, or whatever else. You know, do they, you know, what are their needs? You know, are they internet savvy? Do they have different needs? You know, what are their needs in terms of skincare? What are their primary focuses? So if you're working with somebody that's 55 plus, their primary focus is very different than somebody who's 30. But if you look at the focus across the board is all about anti-aging and wrinkles and that's where everybody is. So you can kind of say, hey, that's a, you know, but what this analysis does for you is it allows you to take, you know, what are the concerns of these different age groups, and if there's something particular with one for the other that you need to be more sensitive in regard to, you will have that information. So depending on who you're talking to, who you're targeting, look at the distinctions between the age groups, and then you can be more effective in how you approach them. And I always think that's a benefit. How do I be more effective? The same issues that concern a 55-year-old aren't going to be the same ones that concern a 30-year-old. The best way to approach a 55-year-old is going to be different than somebody who's 30. So you have that whole distinction that you draw between those different age groups. So it's important to understand that whole prospecting routine, you know, who am I approaching and how do I best approach them? And that's what makes this a great, useful tool for you. Section 3 becomes what do they want? And I find this fascinating because it also will help you, why would I sell something or why would I talk about something that only 49% are looking for when I can talk about something that 90% want? And if you look at the skincare line, you're going to see that 90% of the people desire products that serve more than one purpose. In other words, they're multifunctional. So they not only hydrate the skin, but they also nourish the skin, something like that. They're multifunctional. So if I can show my products not only hydrate the skin, that causing those cells to plump up and they have more moisture in them, but they also give nourishment to the skin, people are going to go, wow, that's what I want. 68% want anti-aging products that provide quick results. So you can talk about that too, because our products do that. So that can be part of the multi-purpose. Not only do they hydrate the skin, they nourish the skin, and they work very quickly at providing us the anti-aging results that we're all looking for. Huh, now I've encompassed the 90% and the 68%, right? And then the next group is products that have natural, safer ingredients. Isn't this intriguing how this is the least important of those three categories? Hey, welcome to America. You know, that's one of the reasons that you're seeing on this piece of paper why it's not always so easy to market nutritional supplements, because we have a society that's not quite there yet. They're getting there. They're 10 times better people than they were 10 years ago when I first started. But we still need a greater enlightenment and awakening around that. But still, you have 49% that are looking for products that have natural, safer ingredients. And that's when we get into our no added paraben preservatives. And that's, you find those in so many skincare products. In fact, you can ask the person to go home and examine their skincare products. And there's a great piece about what parabens do in our body. So if you're going to market this, have those, you know, documentation, that kind of documentation available that you can share with people. So we know one out of two women are looking for products that have natural, safer ingredients. All right? So anyway, so there you go. So you have a great, you know, what are people looking for? What are the percentages in each of the categories? So you know you're in a much better position than what you're going to talk to people about, because you know what they're looking for. In advance of asking them, you can present it. This is going to be part of your presentation. So in Michael Oliver approach, of course, we're also going to be asking those questions, but sometimes it's important to know what to ask for. What's most important for you in a skincare line? Is it that it's, you know, 100% natural, or has no added, you know, no damaging, or has more natural and safer ingredients in it? Is it anti-aging? Is it a desire that you have hydration, or that you're actually nourishing your skin? What are you looking for most in products? And you can ask those kind of, here's some data that you can take and ask those questions of your specific person. So even though we know the statistics show us these things, which help us provide for marketing materials, in our communication with people, we can opt out to ask them what's most important to them, to find out where their needs are. Because that's what's gonna convert an individual person is going to be their specific interest and ideas. All right. So, and then they also talked about, you know, two strong motivators: convenience, you know, ease and utilization, because people don't want to get in a long, sophisticated process of using skincare. And the other thing that they find on this page, what do they want, is brand loyalty. If people are really brand loyal, then it's important that we do what? We make available to them the ability that they can actually try the products. And that's what those little skincare, you know, sample packs are about. So we have that opportunity, knowing that 62% of women are very brand loyal. If you're going to shake up that community, what do you need to do? You need to give them an opportunity to try the Manitech products, the Optimal Skincare line, so that they can experience the difference themselves. Okay? So anyway, great section. Everybody agree with that? Look at all the data that you didn't have before that can help you market. Section four is a section about what we're competing against. This gives you competition in the marketplace, which I think is incredibly critical. The difference I would want to know what makes us different from them, and that comes under section five. They do mention on section four the 100% hydration concept, and that's great. But I think the other aspect of it is what makes us different is our ability to show those clinical trial studies. And that's important that you have that piece that they did on the Japanese products, because now we can use it again. We originally used it, then we couldn't use it because our products were changed a little bit when they were manufactured in the U.S., and now we're going back and using the original Japanese formulation so we can go back to that Stevens & Associates clinical study results. So, these are who we're competing against. I did notice that they left out, under MLM, they left out one name brand that we seem to come across a lot, and that's Arbonne. And I don't know why that was left out under MLM, but I think that, you know, I come across more Arbonne than I do come across Artistry or even Mary Kay or, you know, Avon. Arbonne, see, because they're so, you know, entrenched in skincare as a concept. So anyway, and Arbonne has a published piece, I don't know if they've taken it off their website since we bombarded them, that they were justifying added paraben preservatives, and that was a great piece to be able to show people and then teach them why is it bad to have paraben preservatives, because we have an article that suggests that that's what causes breast cancer, since they found parabens in breast tumors. So that's kind of an intriguing thing. So you need that information and that data if you're going to go out and market the skincare line as well. Be prepared. Okay, so four, so that's our competition. Number five, what makes us better? And that's incredibly important, you know. And what makes us better are, you know, they give you a couple sets of data on the sheet because you have to be able to distinguish us. People are going to make a change when they have something better to move towards. So you can't get people to change unless you tell them there's reasons to change. And the reasons being what? The clinical trial study results that we had and the other aspects of these products. No added paraben preservatives, colorant-free, fragrance-free, no synthetic oils. Products not tested on animals, all those kind of things. You can use all that language, but that's what Section 5 gives you, which are just great ways. How do I distinguish myself from somebody else's product? This is how I do it. And 80% improvement in skin hydration after just one use. That is a huge statistic, huge. And so that's fun to use with people because that'll shake them up and cause them to want to go into take a different direction or at least try your products. And then they also give you in here how to use the product, so that can help you. Again, this is the educational piece for you so that you don't get confused about how to use the products. I know we had massive confusion when the skincare first came out, and this will help hopefully give you the direction on how to use it step by step by step, all the seven different products, five-step process, seven different products. You can talk about, you know, all of them or five of them, whichever direction you want. If you're going to use the little trial pack, I would stick to the five products in the trial pack if they're going to use that, because no use telling them about a product they're not going to be experiencing in their trial of the skincare line. Section 7 gets into the just the skincare packaging and pricing, and you can go through that. My biggest problem with the skincare line, as it's been from day one, is just the concept of how fast they use the products, because each one of them lasts a different time period. I know my mother-in-law has been taking this, and she has absolutely gorgeous skin, and she is in her 70s, and, I mean, her skin is much better than mine, and I'm only in my early 50s. And I hate to say that, but it's true. Anyway, her skin looks like almost like a 20-year-old. She has virtually not a wrinkle on her face. And she's never had a facelift. But she's been using overseas skincare products for 40 years. When she got a hold of this skincare line, she told me it was her most favorite skincare line, and she's been using it now since the day it came out, for, almost really 2 years, because we had the Japanese here before ours came out. And But my biggest problem with it is that we can never get on a flow of how she uses it, because it's like one product lasts 6 weeks, another lasts 1 month, the other lasts 8 weeks. I mean, it's just I put my hands up in the air. You know, it's a process that just is, you know, you tackle it and you kind of go with it. So that's one of the problems you have with skincare. People are going to order them as they need it. That's kind of why we need an underlying product to go with this, like the Optimal Support Packs. And the way we market that, as you saw in here, is that people want it to be multi-purpose, so they want to be healthy within as well as outside. And that's one of the things we market with the Manatech skincare line, is that just as important as your skincare line is also the health of your human body. If you want great skin, it starts from inside out. And that's why we want people on good vitamins and everything else. But, again, this is more of a sheet for you to see packaging and pricing so you understand it. Number 7, Section 7 of the marketing guides, the product training guide, is the overcoming objections. And they'll just give you some, like, it's too expensive or too many steps in the process. They'll just give you ideas of what kind of objections that you could come up with and how to overcome them, and that's a good thing. Although I hope that we have more Manatech associates contributing to that section in future products, because I think the objections that we hear are things we hear in the market. And we need to contribute to Manatech to get the best possible or the most frequently heard objections that really come out of any given product. And then the last section of the product training guide is the frequently asked questions. This is a absolutely must-read section of your product sales training guides. Why? Because these are the kind of questions that are going to come up from people you approach and talk to about the skincare line. And you want to have the answers for them. And that's why these FAQs become so critical. And I love the idea. You know, we have frequently asked questions on Manatech website, but now they've segmented them into each product. So this product line has these, you know, Final Matrix will have these frequently asked questions. So you'll have that information tied directly to a product training guide. How terrific is that? So I think the importance, like in the skincare products, you know, some people ask, well, you know, I need to know if I'm arguing ours is water-based and all the other ones out there, the majority of them are oil-based, why is water-based so important? You know, some of you know this automatically because you've been in the skincare for 25 years, but you men out there, most of you have no clue, and I'm more in that area because I never used skincare products ever until I, you know, started using Manatech skincare line. So it's you're going to find people, you're going to find that information is going to be imperative for you to be able to discuss in an intelligent way with people that have these kind of questions. So the frequently asked questions, I just tell people, hey, that's a wealth of information for you, so you totally understand, you know, aspects of the product, which are, to me, more, this to me is more like how to overcome objections, but it's not objections, it's just how am I going to answer questions that come from the marketplace back to me about our product line. And these are just terrific questions that they put in here for us to know. They also are aspects of the product line that will help you distinguish us from other people and also help you in preparing marketing materials to move forward. So that's it, people. I hope this was valuable for you. I think, you know, getting familiar every single time one of these product sales training guides come out, what my plan is for me is I have a 3-ring binder and I'm going to put them in there with a product tab on it. And then what I'm doing is I'm taking a highlighter and I'm highlighting the most important parts of it. I'm, of course, reading it from front to back and then highlighting the most important part. And then I'm actually taking off the language that I want to start using about the specific products and keeping that on a 3x5 card so I can memorize it and I can have it available. Because, you know, just from the skincare one, I know what I'm going to be saying now. I'm going to talk about it. Oh, my gosh, we have this new proprietary water-based system imported from Japan, which provides the hydration and nourishment your skin needs. I think that's so cool. And I also love to say, and you know what? It's so incredibly reasonably priced because people are expecting Japanese imports to be $500 a bottle. So, you know, we can argue with our Japanese skincare line that, you know, it is very inexpensive. All right? So anyways, but see, that language I never used before until this guide came out last week. Now I have language. I memorize it, put it on a 3x5 card. That's how I'm going to describe our skincare line. And that's what we all need to do. So, all right, people, great. Any feedback?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
It's Russ. I have a great relationship with my dermatologist, and I'm going to see her in an hour.
Yeah.
I'm just going to print this whole thing off.
Girl, well, you could do that, too. But, of course, they're not going to be interested. Oh, well, but if they want to market it, maybe that's
what I think. That's what I think she's going to want to do.
Great. Yeah, what a tool. Yeah, not a bad idea, because now we've given them a roadmap on how to market it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Great, thank you.
Then you can work with your dermatologist, you know, in the way I like to do it, Russ, is to say, you know what, if you're interested in this and look this over, what I'll help you do is I'll get you a trifold and I'll get you a little flyer to put up in a plastic thing so you can have a display in your office.
Great.
Offer that up, because these people, you know, they're not marketers, right? I mean, they don't know. But anytime you want to do that, and some of them might be, but you don't offend them by offering to contribute to them.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. I'm hoping that she can direct somebody in her office to take over, because I'm no expert on this stuff.
Yep, you bet. Don't ever try to be, but just tell her you just saw it, and you know this is just so terrific to be able to provide a Japanese skincare line that's 100% water-based, that's so healthy. Not only does it hydrate the skin, but nourish it. And you might want to bring a copy when you go and give her this. You might want to bring her an actual physical copy of that study from Stevens and Associates, because even though they quote from it, you know, sometimes they like to look at the study. Got it?
Is that on Manatech's site
right
now?
It's on the Manatech website. It was historically, I would think it's still there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Great idea, Russ. Just opportunities out there everywhere. Now everybody's going, but Mary Jo, my brain's on Osoline. How can I think about skincare? How many of you got excited about the skincare system just by hearing the talk today?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jeannie. Have you had anybody talk about what's happened to me with the skincare and the fact that I don't burn anymore and I'm not using any kind of other sun protection?
Absolutely not. They have not brought that up. What a tremendous testimonial. So you mean,
yes.
So you can go out in the sun now and you don't burn? You're not getting...
This has happened to me twice. The first time I wondered what would happen, this was right after the skincare came out and I started using it. And my girlfriend and I, she needed somebody to walk with her, and I threw a tank top on and went out. And that evening, my top of my shoulders and below my neck, you know, where I don't put the skincare, wasn't putting it, was red, and across the back, and my face never got. I'm blonde, and I always turn bright red.
Yep.
And it just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time I was with a kid at a field day and got caught, and I said, okay, let's see what this stuff does. And the same thing has happened. My face doesn't burn anymore.
Terrific, Jean. That's great. What a tremendous testimonial. Yeah. So it's changed the cells on your skin. Nourished them and hydrated them, and now they're not affected by the IV rays. So
my logic is healthy skin survives the elements.
Uh-huh. Oh, why do you think we never had problems with skin cancer 100 years ago?
Right.
Does that make some sense to anybody? It's all those ingredients in the Cheetos, Doritos, and Banditos that have changed our cellular makeup, which causes so many problems.
Mary Jo, can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. I've been trying all call. My husband said, try Star 7. It's like, oh,
there
good.
You, oh, you it got
works.
It. Yoo-hoo.
This is Lorraine in Nashville, and this is the first time I've been on the call. I've been trying to find, during your whole talk, the document that you were referring to, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Can you tell me where to find it?
Good question. Let me get Lydia, since she's my watchdog. Lydia, where is this product sales training guide? On the, it's what? Right on the main page. It's also in the library. You can get it on the main page, so you just enter in your name and your number, and it's where on the main page can they... She's right in the middle of something. Sorry, she can't tell you.
Okay, well, I went to...
Right on the main page, you would also look in the library, and you can do a search on it and say product sales training guide, and it'll pop up that way, or just page through it, and you'll find it there. But both places, because it's brand...
Okay, I'll see if I can find it. If I don't, I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.
Lydia, this is Carol. You mentioned to the gentleman that was going to see the dermatologist about a trifold. Where do we have a skincare trifold?
I said you would make one. I don't know that Manatech has a skincare trifold, but they're very easy to make. You just take the data and you can print it off on a 8.5 by 11 page. I think Manatech does have some. I don't know. I don't really market the skincare system. I haven't marketed it very much in the past. Anyone have ideas on to help her out in terms of marketing materials on the skincare?
Well, there is one here listed as the Optimal Health System Brochure.
But that's not skincare. Optimal Skincare Brochure is what we'd be looking for.
Okay.
Anyone have that? Let me do some research on that and see if I can come up with what's out there, because I just don't really typically market the skincare
this
line.
This is Del in Durango.
Hey,
and
Del.
Yes, Manatech has the Optimal Cellular Hydration Skincare System. It's a really nice trifold.
Okay.
And let's see, I got it. They were available at ManaQuest.
Okay, then they should be on. Look under marketing materials in Manatech and see if you can't find them there. If not, call Manatech and see if you can order them direct there. Okay.
And again, what did she say it was called?
Optimal Cellular Hydration Skin Care System.
Thank you.
It has all the information on there.
Optimal Cellular Hydration Skin Care System. How's that?
Yes.
And
that's
just
fine.
Order those, and there you go. Now you can put your little, brochure together, a little flyer together that's in a plastic stand-up thing and have those, sitting out there for people to get educated. Great.
It's very
Rachel, where do we find the Japanese study, please?
You're cutting in and out. I can't hear you. Could you repeat that?
Where do we find the Japanese studies? I don't know where the clinical studies are. I'm looking at the library.
It's not a Japanese study. It's a study. It's Stevens and Associates is the company that put together the study on the Japanese product line originally, and that was done over, I don't know, a year and a half ago. But I know Manatech published it. It was on the website for a period of time, and it's highlighted. Clinical trial study results from Stevens and Associates. You can see it highlighted in the product sales training guide. So if you can't find it on the website, call Manatech, see if they can find it for you, because they ought to be putting it out there for you if they're referencing it in the document. You can't reference something and not have access to it. That makes no sense. Okay? So give
Mary Jo. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Mary Jo. When they were talking about a flyer for, like, in the dermatologist's office, et cetera, it would be really good if Manatech or you or somebody would make us a flyer that was acceptable, that we could all use, that was the same, because that would be an absolutely wonderful marketing tool.
You bet. You bet. Well, I will send it in. I will send that as an inquiry into the product brand group, because at this stage, what I've gone through just around Osaline, I'm not in the mood to do it again. as much as I love you guys, and my heart's passion is 100%. person to support you, that is one bureaucracy I don't want to put up with anymore. So I will give them your input and let them know. Okay?
Thank you.
You got it? I mean,
yes.
I might do it for myself, but I'm not going to, when I start putting it out there, I feel like, you know, I'll take all the risks in the world in non-compliancy. I don't care. But I don't want to sell you things or market things to you that Manatech might perceive as non-compliant because there's not a period after a certain word. I don't want to do that. And I know they got their standards, but I'll tell you, you don't have to go through too many meetings with them to just feel totally dumbfounded. So,
Mary Jo, on that Osoline flyer you were preparing, is that on hold?
The Osoline flyer? I have an Osoline flyer. I think it's on the website. I don't think...
Okay. It's up already?
It's not yet up there, Lydia. Just said in the background. I guess, are we posting it? It'll be up this week. Look on osolineicanlosefat.com, and Lydia's posting it this week. You will get that flyer for the Osoline. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. The other thing recognize one thing. Manatech's really crazed about the idea you can't use the word Osoline all by itself. So you can't say Osoline. Every time you use the word Osoline, you need to say a noun after it. So you have to call it Osoline powder or Osoline program or Osoline challenge or Osoline product. Osoline is an adjective. It's trademarked, and here's the reason, so you get it, because it sounds kind of crazy sometimes when you get information like this and you go, well, that doesn't make any sense. But the idea is this, that it's a trademark. They've named it, trademarked it, and the problem is that it's trademarked as an adjective. If you start using it as a noun, it impairs the trademark ability and the viability of our trademark. So when we go out and talk to people about Osoline, we have to talk about, when we talk about people about Osoline powder or Osoline, the Osoline product, or Osoline challenge, or Osoline plan. Does everybody get that? That's a big issue with Manatech, so I'm just highlighting it to you guys because you'll probably hear about it down the road, but just try to be compliant with that. So, and it's more important, it's not so important in your terminology when you talk to people, but it's really important when you put it in writing. And that's what they balk at, because that's the kind of stuff that gets sent back to the trademark people, and that's proof that we're misusing it in some way, shape, or form. So just highlight that for yourself, that Osoline doesn't exist in and of itself. It's Osoline powder.
Hi, Cheryl.
Uh-huh.
I just looked on the MPM list, and there is not an Optimal Cellular Hydration Skincare System pamphlet listed.
Really?
Who do I contact?
I would contact, I would call up. You can talk to in Landon Frederick's group, the marketing area. They're kind of in charge of marketing materials. He's not available right now, but you might talk to Melissa, the new gal that works for him. She's been there for 6 months. You might call and ask for Melissa in Landon Frederick's group, and
okay,
just highlight that issue to her and find out when they can commit to having one or where is it, and let her pursue that for you.
The only thing that they're showing is the heavy
the
brochure.
Booklet. Yeah, the one that costs like 50 cents a piece or something. You can't use that because you can't afford it.
Right.
You don't want to spend a buck in everything that you're transmitting. Okay.
Well, a little trifold is something we've been wanting that we could stick inside of the gift pack.
Ah, hey, I totally agree. I got it. You're singing to the choir.
And the bounce back brochure does not fit in the giveaway pack. You know,
well, you just fold it in half.
Yeah, but still, it would be nice if they had considered that.
Yeah, I got it. In the gift box, they don't fit. Yeah.
Got it too wide.
Yep, I got it. But that's a great brochure. I love that. In fact,
sure,
I'm buying those marketing kits every single opportunity to get them for free. So if you're using Bounce Back, buy that marketing kit and get those, you know, your marketing materials for free. And we're now getting those Bounce Back balls, you know, the ones you drop and they start flying in colors. I gave one to the chiropractor at the office. I did the presentation this past week, and he goes, Mary Jo, you shouldn't have done that. You know, boys and toys. It was so cute. All he wanted to do is play with his newfound toy, you know. But they're kind of cute. They're kind of.
If you've got any feedback to Manatech, please let them know that they're, from my humble opinion, their website is one of the hardest things to navigate to find what you're looking for.
Oh, well, let me tell you what they're doing about that. Great feedback. They have a new guy in charge. I can't remember the fellow's name. He's just a terrific guy. But they hired him in the summer, and his entire job is between now and Manifest is he's taking that website and he's making it like two clicks away to get your product ordered. That's his whole job, is to take that website and make it easy as pie. So,
I'm afraid to send my my customers to the web page to find information on the product because they'll never find their way out of there.
There you go. I got it. Unless you're so high tech oriented, you can.
But you'd have to know exactly where you're going, and if they don't, and you try to tell them, it's just awful.
But the global view that was going to give us so much information just kind of clogged our arteries. We need a massive Roto-Rooter, and they're doing that. So just be ecstatic that the company's already seen that problem. They're addressing it in a huge way.
Great.
I think they've dedicated, a couple $1 million to that project alone. So,
well worth it.
Yeah, well worth it, and will happen. And just know, and I think his first name is Jerome, and I think Jerome has made the commitment that by January 1, he's going to have like 90% of it done. So he's not waiting until Manifest, but I believe that's the target date, but he's very much on track to getting this to happen. And the other thing they're doing is they're going to build uniformity among all the Manatech websites so that Explore Manatech and Manatech.com and all, so they all start looking this. Right now, you'd think you had six different companies doing it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make uniformity, a level of, so that everybody can recognize it as being Manatech. So that's great also. So,
thank you.
Okay, guys, 20 after, we got to get going. But anyway, congrats, keep going, get out there, work hard at what we're doing. We got a great product line. I this whole training today got me excited about the skincare line again, and I kind of had ignored it because we're so excited about Osaline. You forget what we have and the value we have in some of the other products, and I think let's not forget that because we really do have some incredible products out there, and use those training guides. I mean, they're terrific. I don't know about you guys, but I think they're giving us, it's something I wish we would have had all along, but, we don't look at the past. We look at going forward in the future, and Terry Maxwell is just doing a knock-it-down, drag-out, great job giving us the marketing materials we need to be the best we can be. So love you all. Have a great week, and we'll talk next Monday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.